بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. Returning back to our bite-sized sittings with the book عون الأحد الصمد لشرح بأدب المفرد والإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى. In the last session, we discussed that which was related to the right and the station of the and of one's mother, and being dutiful to her. And in this sitting, we enter another chapter, and that is Babu Birzil Ab, the chapter concerning being righteous and dutiful to one's father. Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions, حَدَثَنَا سُلَيْمَانِ بِنْ حَرْبِ قال حدثنا وهيب بن خالد عن أبي شبرمة قال سمعت أبا زرعة عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قيل يا رسول الله من أبر؟ قال أمك. قال ثم من؟ قال أمك. قال ثم من؟ قال أمك. قال ثم من؟ قال أباك. He mentions with his chain of narration going back to Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu, the statement of the Messenger of Allah, when Abi Huraira he said, or when Abu Huraira mentioned that it was said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who should I be dutiful to? And so the Messenger of Allah, he said, your mother. He said, then who? He said, your mother. He said, then who? He said, your mother. He said, then who? He said, your father. Then he mentions, حدثنا بشر بن محمد قال أخبرنا عبد الله قال أخبرنا يحيى بن أيوب قال حدثنا أبو زرعة عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أتى رجل النبي الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال ما تأمرني؟ فقال بر أمك. ثم عاد فقال بر أمك. ثم عاد فقال بر أمك. ثم عاد الرابعة فقال بر أباك. In this narration, which is similar to the first, Imam al-Bukhari mentioned his chain of narration going back to Abi Hurairah رضي الله عنه, who mentioned that a man came to the Messenger of Allah, to the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and said, what do you command me with? And so he said, be dutiful to your mother. And so then he asked again, what do you command me with? He said, be dutiful to your mother. So he asked again, what do you command me with? He said, be dutiful to your mother. And then he asked on a fourth occasion, and so the Messenger of Allah said, be dutiful to your father. Sheikh Zayd then he mentions an explanation of these ahadith. في هذين الحديثين بيان واضح وتوجيه نبوي كريم مقتضاهما أن من الواجبات العظيمة بر الوالدين. But indeed, in these two noble hadith, we have a clear instruction and clear guidance and a prophetic instruction, both of them indicating this great wajib, and that is to be dutiful to one's parents. غير أن للأم من البر ثلاثة أرباع البر. He said, other than the fact that, in addition to that, we have the fact that the is given three quarters the amount of righteousness and duty that is due to the father. وذلك لما تحملته من المشاق من بداية الحمل إلى ما لا نهاية له مدة حياتها في الحمل وفي الولادة وفي الرضاعة وفي التربية كما هو معلوم للعقلاء. فلا يجوز لأحد أن يقابل الأبوين بالجفاء والإهمال والإعراض عن حقوقهما. He said that the mother is given this station because of what she has gone through, what she was made to undergo from the difficulties from the beginning of her pregnancy to the end of her pregnancy, or the period of pregnancy, and to the end of her life, actually, with her child, that which is related to pregnancy, that which is related to the childbirth, what she went through from breastfeeding, what she went through from rearing and nurturing the child, as is well known to those who have intellect. So it is not permissible for anybody to deal with their parents with harshness, with disrespect, with dishonor, with turning away from them and from the rights that are due to them. He mentioned, وَرُبَّمَا أَسَاءَ إِلَيْهِمَا بِالْفِعْلِ وَالْقَوْلِ. And it's possible that some individuals and some people, they are disrespectful and dishonorable to their parents in action or statement. وَهَذَا مِنَ الْجَرَائِمَ الْعَظِيمَةِ. That no doubt is from the great sins. وَحِنَمَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِعِبَادَتِهِ وَعْدَهُ دُونَ سِوَاهِ قَرَنَهَا بِطَاعَةِ الْأَبَوَيْنِ. Indeed, when Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us with being obedient and dutiful to Allah Azza wa Jal and establishing ibadah that is performed for Him alone, Allah coupled that with being dutiful to one's parents. He said, وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. He said, worship Allah and do not make shirk with Him with anything and be dutiful to your parents. That is, be dutiful to them, treat them well. أَحْسِنُوا إِلَيْهِمَا إِحْسَانًا. وَقَالَ عَزَّ شَانُهُ وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا حَمَلَتْهُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتْهُ كُرْهًا وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ 30 شَهْرًا. He mentioned the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal that indeed we have advised mankind to be dutiful to his parent, to their parent, to his parents. Indeed, his mother carried him in difficulty and gave birth to him in difficulty, and his pregnancy up until him being weaned unto food is 30 shahra, is 30 months period of pregnancy, and including that which is that which occurs after his birth, the period of breastfeeding, all of it together is 30 months. فالمقصود أيها القاري المحب الفائدة والدخر الدنيوية والأخروية أعلم أن بر الوالدين من أعظم الأعمال التي يتقرب بها العبد إلى الله عز وجل. He said that what is intended here then, oh you blessed reader, the one who loves benefits and putting down a store of benefit in the dunya and in the hereafter, is that you know that being dutiful to your parents is from the greatest of the actions that will bring one closer, bring the servant closer to his Lord, the servant closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, and particularly one's mother, yani being dutiful to one's mother. لِمَا لَهَا مِنَ الْحُقُوقِ, because of what she has from rights upon the child. إِذَا كَانَ عَلَى قَيْدِ الْحَيَاءِ أحسن إليهما بالقول والفعل. If they are both alive, then he is dutiful to them in statement and action. وإذا كان بعد الوفاة فإن من بر الوالدين صلة الأقارب إلى الوالدين والإحسان إليهما والدعاء لهما بصفة دائمة وصدقة عليهما عند الإمكان. But even after death, then from being dutiful to one's parents is keeping ties with their relatives and being dutiful to the two of them and making dua for the two of them, that is the two of one's parents, in a consistent and constant manner during their lives and after their death, and giving charity on behalf of them if one is able. وَأَدَاءِ الْحَجِّ وَالْعُمْرَ عَنْهُمَا, performing Hajj and Umrah for them, بحسب قدرة الولد, in accordance with the ability of the child, whether male or female. وإكرام صديقهما, and being dutiful and noble with their friends. That is, from being dutiful to one's parent is to be dutiful to one's friend. And that no doubt occurs, Ikhwan, as a side point in a hadith, the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna abarra albirri سلة الولد أهل ود أبي. From the greatest forms of being dutiful to one's parents is that the child is dutiful to the friend or the loved one of his father. نعم. وحقا أقول إنك إن فعلت ذلك فقد قمت بحقوق والديك. And truly I say to you that if you do so, you would have established the rights of your parents. وأرضيت ربك, and you will have pleased your Lord. وكسبت أجرا جزيلا, and you will have brought about and earned for yourself a great reward. The likes of which Allah Azza wa Jal will bless you with في دنياك, in your dunya, وبرزخك, and in your barzak, وأخراك, and in your hereafter, والعكس بالعكس, and the opposite stands true. The opposite stands true. That is, الجزاء عند الله من جنس العمل. That one is rewarded with Allah in accordance with the nature of the actions that you do. And so if you are dutiful to your parents, you'll be rewarded. If you are evil to them, and you are not dutiful to them and disobedient to them, then you will be punished accordingly. So indeed, the principle with the people of knowledge, as our scholars mention constantly, al-jaza'u min jinsil amal, that what the reward that a person receives is on the basis of the nature of the actions that one performs. And just as the scholars mentioned, this punishment that they will receive in the hereafter, similarly in the dunya, they will receive and they will be punished in accordance with the nature of their dealing with their parents. If they were not dutiful to their parents, then they have children who are not dutiful to them. If they are evil to them, then they will have children who are evil to them, and so on. And that is based upon this principle that Allah Azza wa Jal establishes in the Kitab, and is establishing the Sunnah, al-jaza'u min jinsil amal, that indeed the reward that a person receives is based upon the nature of the actions that one performs. He said, وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا, and know that your Lord does not oppress anyone. هذا والله تعالى أعلم, وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد, وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين, والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.